AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former FBI Director James Comey appeared briefly in court in Alexandria, Virginia. He did not enter a plea to charges of making threats against President Trump related to a photograph he posted on social media last year of seashells arranged in the numbers 8647. The Justice Department contends those numbers accounted to a threat against President Trump, the 47th president. Comey says it was not a threat. In a 6-3 ruling, the Supreme Court's conservative majority struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. The decision opens the door for more redistricting that could help Republicans control the House. Janine Nelson is with ACLU Louisiana.
It's a day of loss of any remnant or modicum of credibility of this Supreme Court to rise above partisan politics, to rise above the pressures of an administration, to rise above a wave of redrawing of maps in ways to diminish the power and possibility of our diverse an increasingly diverse population.
The justices said the district in Louisiana relied too heavily on race. During a House Armed Services Committee hearing, Pennsylvania Democrat Chrissy Houlihan asked Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth how much longer and more expensive the Iran war will become.
To be able to conclude operations successfully, and how many more billions of dollars do you think you're going to ask this body for?
As you know, and as the president has stated, you would never tell your adversary.
The Pentagon's chief financial officer says the war has cost $25 billion so far. King Charles and Queen Camilla have arrived at the 9/11 memorial in New York City on the third day of their U.S. trip. This is AP News. The state agency charged with protecting the California coast has backed down in a federal lawsuit with SpaceX.
The California Coastal Commission has made a public apology to SpaceX as it settles a retaliation lawsuit claiming they were politically biased against Elon Musk. SpaceX sued over the agency's opposition to an Air Force proposal that would expand the Falcon 9 launch schedule at the Vandenberg Space Force Base near Santa Barbara. The suit alleged commissioners violated Musk's constitutional right to free speech and due process. The commission acknowledged members made improper statements about the CEO's political beliefs during a 2024 hearing. In court documents, they agreed they may not consider, quote, irrelevant factors, unquote, or perceived political beliefs when considering regulatory action. The commission continues to have concerns about the impact of increased launches and sonic booms to coastal resources, citing restrictions to public access during launches. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.